今天晚上我们一起来学习《撒母耳记上》25章。
Tonight we shall together study 1 Samuel chapter 25.
这是我们最近的读经进度。
This is according to our Bible reading schedule.
我们来看《撒母耳记上》25章。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 25.
撒母耳记上二十五章主要是在讲一对夫妻。
First Samuel chapter 25 is mainly talking about a couple.
我们现在看第三节，先读。
So let's first read verse 3. The name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail. And she was a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance. But the man was harsh and evil in his doings. He was of the house of Caleb.
这个地方讲，丈夫叫做拿巴。
Here says that the husband was named Nabal.
然后妻子叫亚比该。
And his wife is Abigail.
那如果我们第二节就读到这里，然后再往第三节就读到这里，然后跟第二节连在一起来看。
So if we stop reading verse 3 and then link it to verse 2.
我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2. Now there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel, and the man was very rich. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel.
这个地方讲拿巴有3,000 绵羊，1,000山羊。
Here says that Nabal had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats.
所以第二节就在讲拿巴是他是一个大富户。
Verse 2 says that Nabal was very rich.
所以亚比该结婚的对象是一个大富户。
Therefore, Abigail's marriage candidate was a very rich man.
所以我们就可以想象他们的生活水准一定很高。
We can imagine that they have a high standard of living.
这个是现在大部分人所注重的。
This is what a majority of us today look up to.
所以结婚的对象常常是要找有经济基础的。
So when we're looking for a marriage candidate, we look for those with a financial stability.
就是希望生活水准能够提升。
In doing so, we hope. To maintain our high standard of living.
但是圣经怎么在讲我们的家庭生活呢？
How does the Bible describe about how our family lives should be?
我们先看箴言的17章第1节。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 17, verse 1.
箴言17章第1节。
Proverbs 17, verse 1. Verse 1, better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife.
这个地方在讲一个家庭生活水准很高，但是大家合不来，这样比较好呢，还是一个家庭大家很平安相爱，但是生活水准不是很高。
So here compares between a household with high standard of living, but they don't live in harmony, versus a house with lower standard of living, but they have a peace and harmony.
所以这一节圣经节告诉我们生活水准跟生活的品质。
So this verse reminds us about the standard and the quality of life.
这个两个不能画等号的。
And these two cannot be equal.
所以生活水准高不等于生活品质高。
So if you have a high standard of living, does not mean that you have a high quality of life.
哦，那当然，生活水准高，生活品质也高，那是最完全。
But of course, the most ideal is that you have a high standard of living as well as high quality of life.
但是如果我们看这一节哈，是强调哦，生活的品质比生活水准更重要。
But this verse emphasizes that the quality of life is more important than the standard of living.
好，我们再来看箴言的十五章十七节。
Now let's turn to Proverbs 15, verse 17.
箴言十五章十七节。
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 17. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred.
哦，这个地方在讲第一句啊，就是讲啊，生活的品质很高，因为彼此相爱，里面充满着温暖，充满着喜乐。
The first phrase mentions of a high quality of life, where it's full of love and warmth, of joy and warmth.
那第二部分就是讲生活水准很高，但是品质不高。
And the second phrase talks about a high standard of living, but a low quality of life.
啊，是。所以啊，我们的信仰哈，就是要帮助我们提升家庭生活的品质。
Therefore, our faith is to help us elevate the quality of our family lives.
好，那家庭的中心是什么
？So, what is the center of a family?
啊，老一代家庭的中心是父母。
For the older generation. The center of the family is the parents.
啊，新的一代，年轻的一代，家庭的中心是小孩。
But in the newer or the younger generation, the focus or the center of the family is the children.
但是，如果我们回到圣经，家庭的中心是夫妻。
But if we return to the Bible, the center.Or the focus of the family should be on the couple, the husband and wife.
啊，所以家庭的生活品质如果要好，夫妻的关系是非常重要。
Therefore, for the quality of the of family life to be good, the critical relationship is that of the couple.
啊，但是我们一讲到夫妻的关系啊，每个人在结婚的过程。都想要找一个个性相同的人结婚。
In the process of finding our future spouse, most of us tend to look for the candidate that matches us in personality.
啊，那到底个性不同能不能结婚
？So, let me ask you this question that.People of different personalities, can they actually come together and marry each other?
那我们就回来看啊，撒母耳记上二十五章。
So to answer this question, let's return back to 1 Samuel chapter 25.
啊，这里在讲拿巴跟亚比该。
Talks about Nabal and Abigail.
啊，那下面在讲哦，拿巴为人刚复凶恶。
So.It went on to say that Nabal was harsh and evil in his doings.
所以拿巴的个性实在是不好。
So indeed, the character of Nabal is not good.
但是前面在讲这个太太亚比该是聪明俊美。
And yet, the Bible describes Abigail as a woman of good understanding and beautiful in appearance.
那亚比该这个名字的意思就是父亲的喜乐。
So the name of Abigail means the joy of the father.
所以他的妈妈生他的时候，他的父亲一定很喜欢这个小孩，给他取名叫亚比该。
So, when the mother gave birth to the child, the father must be so happy to name her in such a way.
那我们仔细看到，她是聪明又俊美，确实是父亲的喜乐。
So, we see that Abigail was a woman of good understanding and beautiful in appearance. Indeed, she is the joy of her father.
哦，所以这对夫妻个性相差很多，但是还是可以当夫妻。
So this couple, they had their opposites in personalities, but they still became a couple.
哦，所以啊，结婚了不一定个性要相同。
So to get married, you don't have to be of the same personality.
啊，有时候个性不同哦，可以互相补足对方的不足。
But sometimes with different personalities, you can complement the weakness or what is lacking in the other party.
哦，所以在这里讲啊，拿巴个性凶恶，刚父凶恶。
So here says that Nabal was harsh and evil in his doings.
哦，难道亚比该就用他的聪明俊美来补拿巴的个性的不足
？And Abigail used her strong points to make up for the weakness of a Nabal.
哦，那我们现在来想哈、哦，这个拿巴的个性到底是怎么不好
？So now let's see as to how bad or what were the adverse effects of a Nabal's character.
啊、那个性好不好啊、哦？有时候看不出来啊。啊，事情发生了，怎么对事情的回应，个性就很清楚，就表现出来。
Sometimes we can't tell a person's personality until we see how they respond to crisis or problems.
哦，那从第四节开始就在讲大卫打发十个人，那去请拿巴来帮助他。
And starting from verse 4, we read that David sent 10 young men to go to Nabal and seek for help.
因为这个时候大卫在逃难。
Because at this time, David was on the run.
因为扫罗要追杀他。
Because Saul wanted to kill him.
哦，其实他已经被高利要做王。
In reality, David had been anointed to be king.
但是做王之前啊，神就允许这个患难来操练他。
But before he becomes king, God allowed this problem to test David.
哦，所以圣经说，尊荣之前必有谦卑。
Therefore, the Bible says that before glory, you will have to be humbled.
哦，做王这是极其的尊荣。
So to be a king is a great honor and glory.
哦，但是他需要有谦卑，才能够来承受这个职分。
But he needed humility before he can take up this glory.
哦，所以神允许他扫罗来追杀他。
Before God allowed to after David.
啊，所以啊，有时候我们的一生啊，有时候总会遇到一些困难。
Therefore, in our entire lives, it's inevitable that we are faced with problems.
那这个困难常常是神要赐给我们更大的恩典。
And these problems are channels whereby God would give us greater blessings.
因为我们更变成更谦卑，就可以得到更大的恩典。
Because the more humble we are, the more blessings and grace we can receive.
那在大卫最落魄的时候，他遇过圣经讲的约拿单。
So in his weakest moments, the Bible recorded that David met Jonathan.
约拿单是大卫的好朋友。
And Jonathan was David's best friend.
他帮助大卫用好多的话来鼓励大卫。
He helped David and used many words to encourage him.
所以人在患难中还是朋友，这个是真的朋友。
Therefore, friends who remain with you through adversity, these are true friends.
后来大卫当王。
And afterwards, when David became king,
他就想要怎么报答约拿单。
He wanted to find ways to repay Jonathan.
他已经死了。
But Jonathan had died.
所以就找到他的儿子米非波设。
So he found his son Mephibosheth.
那这个米非波设是瘸腿的。
And Mephibosheth was lame.
那就是因为约拿单行的善事，所以大卫一生恩待米非波设。
And it was because of Jonathan's good deeds that David repaid his love and took care of Mephibosheth.
所以人在患难常常会感受到我们周围人的真情。
So it's in times of trials and difficulties that we truly experience true love and concern around us.
那在这里就遇到拿巴。
And here we see or meet Nabal.
大卫求他帮助，那从第十节开始拿巴就把他用话语来嘲笑他一顿。
And David begged Nabal for help, but in verse 10, we see that Nabal instead mocked David.
也没有给他什么帮助。
And he also did not offer any help to David.
所以为什么说拿巴是一个愚顽人？
So why do we say that Nabal was a foolish man?
因为他在面对大卫的时候，他忘记了几件事情。
It is because when he encountered David, he forgot a few things.
第一个就是他不知道感恩。
First, he did not know how to be grateful.
其实大卫虽然在逃难他对拿巴非常的好。
So although David was on the run or a refugee, he treated Nabal very well.
我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
请。
Verse 7. Now I have heard that you have shearers, your shepherds were with us, and we did not hurt them, nor was there anything missing from them all the while they were in Carmel.
第八节。
Verse 8, ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore, let my young men find favor in your eyes, for we come on a feast day. Please give whatever comes to your hand to your servants and to your son, David.
这个地方就在讲拿巴的牧人在加密的时候，他们真的没有欺负他们，而且要保护他们。
So here says that when Nabal's shearers were in Carmel, David's men did not bully them, but instead took great care of them.
连拿巴的仆人也这样讲。
So even the servants of Nabal said the same thing.
我看十五节。
Let's read verse 15. But the men were very good to us, and we were not hurt. Nor did we miss anything as long as we accompanied them when we were in the fields.
16.
They were a wall to us both by night and day, all the time we were with them keeping the sheep.
这个地方讲他们昼夜做我们的保障。
So here says that they were a wall to us a day and night.
所以他来求大卫他来求拿巴，拿巴不知道感恩。
When David begged and pleaded with Nabal for help, Nabal did not know how to repay and show his gratitude.
其实圣经告诉我们怜悯穷人就是借给神。
The Bible says that if you show a mercy to the poor, you are a lending to God.
我们看十九章箴言十七节，箴言十九章十七节。
To Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. Proverbs 19, verse 17. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord.And he will pay back what he has given.
很多人对行善不是很热衷为什么？因为觉得这是一种损失。
many people are not that excited or enthusiastic to show, to do charitable acts to the poor because they feel that this is a loss.
但是行善啊，怜悯别人啊。
But the Bible tells us that if we show pity on the poor, we're actually lending to the Lord.
那虽然穷人不一定能够还, 但是神会偿还。
And although the poor may not be able to return what they owe, but God will pay back.
有时候是我们还活着的时候, 有时候是在我们的子孙的身上, 神还了。
Sometimes God will repay us when we're still alive, and sometimes God will repay it to our descendants.
所以行善本身啊, 是一种智慧。
So doing a good and charitable works is requires a form of wisdom.
好, 我们再来看, 箴言的28章27节。
Please now also turn to Proverbs 28, verse 27. Proverbs 28, verse 27. He who gives to the poor will not lack, but he who hides his eyes will have many curses.
这个地方讲,周济穷人不会因为这样变成缺乏。
So here reminds us that if you give to the poor, you will not, because of your good deed, be in lacking.
那下面说,假装没有看见,就会受咒诅的。
But the verse went on to say that if you pretend not to see it, then you will be cursed.
所以拿巴他不知道,其实周来帮助大卫,这是借给神,来帮助大卫会得福的。
So Nabal did not know that if he helped David, he is actually lending to God and he will be blessed.
而且他也不知道大卫已经是一个受膏者。
He also did not know that David was already the anointed one.
所以一个人如果能够恩待受膏者，其实神一定会祝福。
So therefore, if we can care for the anointed one, then God will surely bless us.
因此我们看拿巴本身所做的这个叫做以恶报善。
So therefore, what Nabal is doing is to repay good with evil.
我们回来看撒母耳记上25章21节。
Now let's come back to 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 21.
撒母耳记上25章21节。
1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 21. Now David had said, surely in vain I have protected all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that belongs to him, and he has repaid me evil for good.
所以大卫说他真的是以恶报善。
So David said he has indeed repaid me evil for good.
那现在拿巴的愚顽惹了一个极大的危机啊。
So the foolishness of Nabal had ignited this great crisis.
我们看22节,危机是什么?
So now let's read verse 22 to see what this crisis was. Verse 22, may God do so and more also to the enemies of David. If I leave one male of all who belong to him by morning light.
这个地方大卫要来找他算账。
So here David wanted to settle accounts with Nabal.
那这现在怎么办?
So then what's next?
那现在就太太就是亚比该，她是很聪明的一个很有见识的一个女人，我们就来看她怎么帮先生解决这个困难。
So we see this a wife of good understanding, and we shall see how she rescues her husband from this predicament.
所以一个幸福的家庭，先生跟太太至少要有一个人很有见识。
So for a blissful marriage, either one of the spouse has to have understanding.
所以如果两个都没有见识，遇到危机那就完了。
And if both couples have no understanding, then when they're faced with crisis, then it'll be terrible.
啊，那如果有一个有见识，他可以用他的见识啊来解决另外一方面的危机。
But if one spouse has understanding, then they will be able to resolve part of the crisis.
好，我们看箴言十四章第一节。
Turn to Proverbs.
箴言十四章的第一节。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 1. Proverbs 14 verse 1. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands.
啊，这个地方讲，智慧的妇人跟愚妄的妇人差别在哪里？
So this verse contrasts the wise woman versus the foolish woman.
啊，智慧的妇人就是能够建立家庭。
And the wise woman is able to build her house.
啊，结婚以后，这个家庭越来越幸福，夫妻越来越恩爱。
So after marriage, the family is more blissful and the couple is more loving.
那愚妄的妇人是一个好好的家庭，到最后就拆散了。
But the foolish woman would break apart a family that started off very well.
所以智慧啊，在家庭生活中实在是很重要。
Therefore, wisdom is very important or crucial in the family.
我们看二十四章箴言二十四章第一节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 24, verse 1. Proverbs 24, verse 1. Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them.
第三节，对不起，箴言。
I'm sorry, Proverbs 24, verse 3. Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established.
这里讲房屋因智慧建造，又聪明立定。其实这个房屋就是这家庭。
So this house refers to the family.
所以啊，有智慧可以把家庭建立得很好。
With wisdom, the family can be built up very well.
好，我们再看第五节。
Now let's also read verse 5.
请读。
A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength.
这个地方讲智慧的人大有能力。
So here says that a wise man is strong.
有知识人力上加力。
And a man of knowledge increases strength.
所以现在大卫要带兵来了。
So now, David is approaching with his soldiers.
他要跟拿巴算账。
And he wanted to settle scores with Nabal.
现在亚比该要用智慧的能力来解决这个问题。
So, Abigail had to use the strength of her wisdom to resolve this issue.
所以我们现在回来看二十五章。
So now let's come back to 1 Samuel chapter 25.
我们看亚比该怎么跟大卫讲话。
And let's see how Abigail spoke to David.
我们看二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
我们先看十八节哈。
Well, let's read verse 18 first instead.
Yeah.
Okay, verse 18. Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 sheep already dressed, 5 seahs of roasted grain, 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and loaded them on donkeys.
十九节。
19. And she said to her servants, Go on before me. See, I am coming after you. But she did not tell her husband Nabal.
这里讲亚比该就做了饼然后就赶快要去在大卫还没有到他以前要去见大卫。
So Shear says that Abigail made cakes and hurried to see David.
因为如果大卫已经到他家，可能就太慢了。
And she had to rush before David arrived at her home, otherwise it would be too late.
所以亚比该的见识就是他知道要走在问题的前面。
So Abigail's understanding lies in the fact that she knows she has to be, she has to go ahead of the problem.
就是不要让问题发生，这个是需要很大的智慧。
In other words, to prevent the problem from happening, this requires great courage.
因为如果问题发生，大卫来了，带着刀来了，哇，那就很难解决了。
Because if the problem had erupted and David had arrived with swords, then the problem would be very difficult to resolve.
因此有时候家庭生活里面不论丈夫或太太，总是要先看得出来我们这样做前面会遇到什么事情。
So in the family, regardless whether it is on the husband or the wife's part, before we have to consider that if I take this action, what would be the consequence ahead of me?
智慧就是能够看清楚怎么做能够让问题不会发生。
So to have a wisdom is to know what action to take so that the problem would not happen.
所以亚比该去见大卫，他就讲了一些话。
So Abigail went and met up with David and said a few things.
那我们先来看结论，再来看他讲什么。
So now we shall first see the result, and then we will go back to study as to what she said to him.
我们看三十二节。
So now let's read verse 32. Then David said to Abigail, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me."
三十三节。
Verse 33, "And blessed is your advice, and blessed are you, because you have kept me this day from coming to bloodshed and from avenging myself with my own hand."
三十四节。
34, "For indeed, as the Lord God of Israel lives, who has kept me back from hurting you, unless you had hurried and come to meet me, surely by morning light, no males would have been left to Nabal."
这个三十四节大卫就本来就讲如果你没有来到明天早上所有拿巴的男丁全部都被杀掉。
So David told Abigail that had you not come to meet me by morning light, all the males in Nabal's family would have been killed.
然后他就称赞亚比该三十三节，你跟你的见识实在是要受称赞。
So in verse 33, David praised Abigail that your understanding and wisdom deserves a praise.
因为你拦阻我亲手报仇。
Because you had stopped me from avenging with blood.
想想看大卫是一个勇士呢，他可以战胜歌利亚。
So imagine this, that David was a soldier who overcame, who was victorious over Goliath.
但是亚比该她是一个女人啊。
But Abigail was just a mere woman.
但是这个女人跟大卫讲，结果大卫怒气就消了。
But this woman, she just kept speaking to David and doing so, she was able to appease his anger.
那个关键大卫就是你的见识。
So the crux was as what David described as your understanding.
那我们现在看箴言十五章第一节。
So now let's turn to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1.
箴言十五章第一节，请读。
Proverbs 15, verse 1.A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
这个地方讲回答柔和是怒气消退，言语暴力触动怒气。这个拿巴就是言语暴力，触动你的怒气。
Nabal was harsh in his words and short in his temper.
然后亚比该就是回答柔和，所以大卫的怒气就消了。
And Abigail had a soft answer and was able to turn away the wrath of David.
好，我们再看二十五章，箴言二十五章的十五节。
Let's look back at Proverbs 25, verse 15. Okay, Proverbs 25, verse 15. By long forbearance, a ruler is persuaded, and a gentle tongue breaks a bone.
这里讲，柔和的舌头可以折断骨头。
Here says that a gentle tongue can break a bone.
所以很显然的哈，亚比该柔和的舌头已经打动了大卫的心了。
So it's very obvious that the soft answer of Abigail had moved the heart of David.
所以这个结果就是大卫怒气消了。
So the result was that the anger of David was appeased.
那到底亚比该讲什么？
So what did Abigail actually say?
如果回到撒母耳记上二十五章
，If we come back to First Samuel chapter 25,
撒母耳记上二十五章
First Samuel chapter 25,
从二十五节开始
starting from verse 25,
她承认她的先生的愚顽。
She admitted the foolishness of her husband.
然后二十七节。
And verse 27.
然后她把礼物送给他们。
And she handed the presents to them.
那接下去她也讲出大卫的美德。
And she continued to describe the virtues of David.
那神怎么跟他同在？
And as to how God abided with David.
我们看二十九节。
And let's read verse 29. Verse 29. Yet a man has risen to pursue you and seek your life. But the life of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of the living with the Lord your God.And the lives of your enemies he shall sling out as from the pocket of a sling.
所以在这里亚比该讲你是神所保护的，好像包裹宝贝一样。
So here, Abigail said that you are protected by the Lord just as 保护的。Okay, it's your life is bound in the bundle of the living with the Lord God.
所以这些话神怎么恩待大卫，神怎么保护他，这些话让大卫听了以后心中就充满着感谢，就怒气就消了。
Abigail's words describing how God protected and showed grace to David moved him, and therefore his anger subsided.
那最后亚比该提到一点，就是这一件事情过了一段时间大卫会怎么回头看？看三十一节先读三十一节。
Okay, so let's read verse 31 first. Verse 31. That this will be no grief to you, nor offense of heart to my Lord, either that you have shed blood without cause.Or that my Lord has avenged himself. But when the Lord has dealt well with my Lord, then remember your maidservant.
所以这里亚比该告诉大卫如果你没有流无辜人的血，你做王的时候，你良心就不会觉得不安。
So here Abigail reminded David that if you did not avenge with blood, then your conscience in the future when you become king will not prick you.
所以亚比该提醒大卫，你会做王的。
So Abigail was reminding David that you will one day be king.
当你做王的时候，你的良心没有亏欠，那是最好的。
And when the day comes that you become king and your conscience then did not prick you, then that will be the best.
所以他的这一些话打动了大卫。
Abigail's words touched and moved David.
结果最后结论就是拿巴死了。
In the end, the conclusion was that Nabal died.
38节啊，神击打他。
In verse 38, God struck him.
那到最后大卫就跟这里亚比该结婚了。
So in the end, David married Abigail.
所以25章我们就看到亚比该的见识。
So in chapter 25, we see the understanding of Abigail.
虽然她跟拿巴个性不同，还是可以结婚。
So although she had different personality from Nabal, but they were still able to get married.
她用她的见识来帮助拿巴的不足。
She used her understanding to complement or to make up for the what is lacking in Nabal.
我们唱诗。
So now let's sing hymn
217.
Let's sing hymn 217.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we shall pray together.
我们西北区在四月的上旬有联合的灵恩布道会。
The U.S. Northwest region in the early April, we will have a combined evangelical and spiritual convocation.
So,
please, in our daily prayers, remember these sacred work.
如果神在做工，我们在做工就有果效。
And if God is working and we are working, then we will reap the fruits.
所以请我们常常为四月上旬的灵恩布道会来祷告。
So please remember to pray for the events coming up in early April.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
Now we shall together pray.
求主的圣灵浇灌充满了每一个人。
We ask the Spirit of God to fill each and every one of us.
我们一起来祈祷。
Now let's all pray together.